This is the week that everyone oversleeps. We finally set our clocks back to standard time. Actually, standard time is a misnomer now that daylight savings time lasts from the first week in April until the last week in October, almost 7 months. I hate daylight savings time. It started when I was a teacher and had to be at school by 8:15 every morning. Beginning every March 21st, I'd wake up at 4 a.m. and get out birding. I could get in a good 3 or 3.5 hours of birding before school. I'd listen for owls, bitterns, and rails before the sun rose, but as the season progressed and warblers and other tropical migrants entered the scene, sunrise was early enough to see plenty of forest birds. But suddenly that pesky daylight savings time would kick in and I'd lose an hour of light right at migration's peak. I couldn't get the principal to delay school by an hour to make up for it either. So I was stuck with an extra hour of light in the evening when birds are pretty quiet and lost an hour of light when I needed it most. This is one reason I've always disliked Ben Franklin. Daylight savings time was his bright idea. But now for 5 blessed months we're back on what we at Hawk Ridge call bird time. Birds are far too sensible to adjust their watches for such a contrivance as daylight savings time. Their bodies are perfectly in tune with the solar clock. As days shorten, melatonin levels in their bird brains cause them to lay on as much fat as possible, and many of them get an uncontrollable urge to move south. In autumn, the last thing on a bird's mind is sex. Bluebirds and brown creepers may snuggle together for warmth at night, but the heat they produce is strictly platonic. With shortening days, birds have a greater need to pig out during what day length they have to consume enough calories to sustain them through the longer, colder night. Black-capped chickadees, which get dreadfully uncomfortable if they get too close to other black-capped chickadees, would starve through a long night in the North Woods if they had to maintain their normal daytime body temperature of 105 degrees while sleeping alone. But a chickadee's inhibitions against snuggling are far too strong for it to compromise its principles, so chickadees simply turn down their thermostat at night. Their body temperature can drop 20 or 30 degrees without any problem. At first light, they start to shiver, and their little metabolic furnaces heat them back to normal. Ben Franklin preferred snuggling with one of his many mistresses on cold autumn nights, but what can you expect from the insensitive lout who created daylight savings time? I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.